ओम नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशांताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरंजनं नित्यं अनंतरूपं भक्तानुकंपा धृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहम्। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शंकराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परा। न कर्तृत्वं न कर्माणि लोकस्य सृजति प्रभुः, न कर्मफलसंयोगं स्वभावस्तुः प्रवर्तते। नादत्ते कस्यचित् पापं न चैव सुकृतं विभुः, अज्ञानेनावृतं ज्ञानं तेन मुह्यन्ति जन्तवः। From the 13th shloka onwards up to 15th shloka, Bhagavan is describing about Paramarthika Satyam. He is describing about the nature of Shuddha Chaitanyam, pure consciousness. Shuddha Chaitanyam is Sarvagataha, all-pervasive entity, therefore asangaha, therefore ekaha, therefore advitiyaha. It is all pervasive entity, infinite entity. It not only pervades the space, it pervades the concept of time also. In spite of its all pervasiveness, it is asangaha and advitiyaha. Being infinite, it is only one. When it manifests through medium called particular body mind complex, it is called as jivaha. When it manifests through medium called samashti body mind complex, maya shakti, it is called Ishwaraha. The content of Jiva and Ishwara is one and the same, Shuddha Chaitanyam. The container, the medium through which it manifests, differs. If it is a small, tiny medium, like human body and mind, it is called Jivaha. If it is a tiny medium called, like our ant body or amoeba body, that amoeba or an ant or human being is called Jivaha. If it manifests through entire creation, Samashti Jagat, which is otherwise called Maya Shakti, that same Shuddha Chaitanyam is called Ishwara. From the standpoint of medium, from the standpoint of container, certainly there is difference between Jiva and Ishwara. Keeping myself as an individual with particular body and properties of that particular body, keeping myself as an individual, I can never claim that I am God. This is the confusion in the minds of ordinary people. How Vedantins say that they are God? Vedantins never say that they are God from the standpoint of their own body-mind complex. From the standpoint of individuality, no one can say that I am total. Very statement is illogical statement. Keeping myself as a part of the creation, as an individual, I can never say I am total. Because if I am individual, I cannot be total. If I am total, I can never say that I am individual. So from the standpoint of this medium, Vyavaharika Drishti it is called, Jiva and Ishvara is certainly different. They are certainly different. Jiva is a tiny creature, Ishvara is the creator. Jiva is an alpajnaha with little knowledge and Ishvara is sarvajnaha. Jiva is alpa shaktiman. He doesn't know whether his hands will rise when he gets up from the bed tomorrow, whether his hands will rise. That much shakti is there or not, he doesn't know. He cannot be assured. So he is alpa shaktiman, but Ishvara is sarva shaktiman. He can handle rakshasas like Ravana and Hiranyakashipu. And Jiva is a samsari. Samsari means samyak charati iti samsari. An eternal traveler. World trip he has. Not only one world, 14 lokas are there for him to travel. Whenever, wherever he goes, according to that place, he will be given one green card or something. Green card means what? It is temporary. You cannot stay there. They will send back you to your own place. He is a eternal traveler, samsari, from one place to another place. Within one place itself, he is traveling. In Bhuloka, in human life itself, how many people are traveling? Departments of tourism survives because of this one idea that I am individual. If I know that I am all pervasive, will I have any desire to travel? The ignorance about the infinitude in terms of space gives me the desire that I should see that place. That place means what? That space. And ignorance of my infinitude in terms of time gives me a fear that I am going to die. So, Jiva is samsari, Ishvara is Nitya Muktaha. Even when he takes special manifestations like avatara, he says what? I am not a born entity. Ajopisan avyayatma bhutanam ishwaropisan prakritinsvam adhishtaya sambhavami atma mayaya. Even when I take big form, I am sarvajnaha sarvashaktima. Varaha avatara he took. Matsya avatara he took. In Matsya avatara he was teaching entire Veda to Satyavrata. How Matsya will know Veda? Even when I appear as particular form as avatara, still I am Ishwaraha Sarvajnaha, Bhagavan says, Veda also says. So, Jiva is Karta, doer. Doer of what? Doer of many things. You ask him what you are doing, what you have to do, he will give big list. Whereas Ishvara is a non-doer. Jiva is a doer of small, small actions. Ishvara is the doer of big actions like what? Creation of entire creation, sustenance and destroying this creation. And Jiva is Bhokta. Bhokta means enjoyer of small, small karma phalam. Maximum 4 idlis he can take. If he is a glutton, 6 idlis he can take. But whereas Bhagavan, Ganesha, however much modaka you give, he will swallow everything. That is why when we say we are offering to the Lord, it is called naivedyam, offering. Offering means not giving to Lord, showing to Lord. If Lord accepts your giving, one thing, you cannot give as much as he wants, nor you can satisfy him by your small thing. He says, okay, okay, like children showing chocolate to the grandfather. Father, you want like that, you show and put it in the mouth. Similarly, what we do, we are very much sure this prasada which is kept in the plate, laddu, puliyodarai, so many nice things are there, na? It will never disappear. Even if I keep 1 hour, I am very sure that it will never disappear. Understood? So, Jiva is a bhokta of karma phalam, whereas Ishvara is karma phala dhata. He is the dispenser of the results of our actions. Therefore, Jiva has to worship Ishvara, individual has to worship the total. For what? For the sake of gaining purity of mind, gaining a guru, and gaining knowledge about the reality of the Ishvara. And Ishvara also says, I accept tad ashnami upasutam. Pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. That I accept. So Ishvara accepts the worship, blesses the devotees, purifies their heart, and is Karunamurti in providing satsanga and a guru, and blesses that jiva with jnanam. These are all from which standpoint? From the standpoint of medium vyavaharika drishti. But there is another standpoint which is revealed by the shastram, Vedanta shastram, and that is paramarthika drishti or shuddha chaitanya drishti. From that standpoint, jiva and Ishvara is one and the same. We call it shuddha chaitanyam, or we call it Brahman, we call it Atma, we call it Bhagavan. Many names are there, but shuddha chaitanyam is all pervasive infinite entity. Therefore asangaha, being asangaha, he is abhokta. Being sarvagataha, he is akarta. An all pervasive entity cannot move. Without movement, there is no possibility of any action. And to enjoy anything, you have to associate with it according to the type of the object of enjoyment. The instrument of enjoyment should touch. You cannot enjoy jalebi by seeing only. It should touch your tongue. But you can enjoy the beauty of flower by your eyes. The same rule will not apply for jalebi or ice cream. It should touch the another sense organ. So there is a touch, there is a transaction. Being asangaha, being without any transaction, he is abhokta also. Therefore, he is punya papa rahitaha. Therefore, nitya muktaha. Na nirodho, na chotpattihi, na baddho, na cha sadakaha, na mumukshuhu, na vai muktaha, ityesha paramarthata. It's a grand assertion of Vedanta. There is no differentiation. Therefore, there is no srishti. Srishti means there must be differentiation of creator and creation. There is no srishti, there is no dissolution, there is no bondage, there is no knowledge also. There is no moksha also. That is from which standpoint? Paramarthika drishti, satya drishti. Earlier one which we talked, difference are from which standpoint? Vyavaharika drishti, from the standpoint of medium. As long as an individual does not gain this paramarthika drishti, he has to follow his swadharma, he has to worship the Lord. Yajna dana tapak karma na tyajyam karyam eva tate yajno danam tapaschaiva pavanani manishina. Why should I worship if I am God? People ask. Hey, if you are God, you will not ask this question. Very question you will not ask. Why should I worship if I am God? People ask. If you are God, you will never ask this question, because Bhagavan never asked this question. Why should I worship? Whom to worship, you will ask. If I am God, what I will ask? Whom to worship? If I am total, I will not ask, why should I worship the total? Total will never ask, why should I worship total? The very fact you ask this question, you are not total, you consider yourself as an individual. Therefore, you have to worship the Lord, you have to follow all the values, If I am Brahman, whatever I do is good only, people argue. If I am infinite, if I am Brahman, if I am abhokta, akarta, if I am punya papa rahitaha, can I do all akramas? So we say, hey, if you are Brahman, if you are infinite, you cannot do even krama. Where is the question of akrama? Akrama means what, you know? Adharma. Being infinite, you cannot do even dharma. Where is the question of doing adharma? All these are all confusions because of attachment towards the desirable things. So therefore, nobody can bypass dharma in the name of Vedanta. I am God, therefore I will do all nonsense. Never, nobody can say. The very attempt or very desire to do nonsense things shows that you have not got that understanding. You don't consider yourself as total. Therefore, Vedanta says, Tamedam Vedanu Vachanena Brahmana Vividishanti Yajnena Danena Tapasa Brahmacharyena. With all values, he prefers himself as an individual. Individuality is reality for 99.999999% of human beings. Anybody you ask, bio data they give. What is there? That data is there. That data belong to body. That's why it is called bio data, not atma data. So nobody knows any data about atma, about the self. Therefore Vedanta or Shastra says, follow values in your life, have devotion to the Lord, be a karma yogi, be a devotee, purify yourself, gain the qualification first to go to these higher studies, higher learnings, and search for a teacher who is competent person to convey this unconveyable teaching. This teaching is what? It is not possible to convey, but still he has to convey to you. Find out that type of teacher who is very rare. Acharyo vakta kushalosya labdha. It is rare among the rarest, and nowadays they are endangered species. Who are endangered species? Who can teach this wisdom to the general mind are endangered species. There are so many people who can talk to the audience and create more desires in the minds of the audience. But there are very few people who can teach to the audience that you don't deserve desire. You don't deserve desire. To desire anything, you should be different from that thing. In fact, you are already that thing. These type of teachings are very rare. Therefore, one has to prepare himself for that teaching. Without preparation, even the person comes out of, like the leaves are carried away by the wind. Na? Similarly, our life also are carried away by certain situation. We end up in ashrama gate. Once you come to the ashrama gate, mala varade, rain is pouring. So you stand nearby the ashrama gate and see something, and then you enter to the temple also and sit in the class also. What happens? You are here and you are everywhere. Physically you are here, mentally you are everywhere. Nothing enters inside because qualification is not there, mind is not yet prepared. Therefore Vedanta says, prepare yourself, gain that qualification and pray to the totality to provide you to teach. What is the meaning of the word totality? Therefore, as an individual, no one can bypass Ishvara, no one can bypass moral values and devotional practices. As long as a person is ignorant, he has to struggle to get up from this slumber called ignorance. In the last shloka, Bhagavan pointed out that the cause of entire human problem is ignorance about oneself. Due to ignorance, an individual has a notion that I am a limited entity different from the Lord. I am going to die. I am growing old. I am going to die. I am suffering without peace of mind. I have to get rid of my papa karma and accumulate punya karma through worshipping the Lord and through service to the humanity. All these are all what? Not knowledge. These are all ignorance from the standpoint of paramarthika drishti. What is paramarthika drishti? You are everything is the paramarthika drishti. Because you don't know that, you have to follow. Shastra is two ways, you know. It doesn't allow you to be lazy. It says you follow. But while following, it says you are ignorant. You are idiot, follow, you are idiot, follow. So, Bhagavan told, Ajnanena avritam jnanam tena mukhyanti jantavaha. Atma is sarvagata chaitanyam. Not knowing this, people are deluded. It is asanga chaitanyam. It doesn't have any kartritva or karma or karma phalam, punyam, papam. Nothing affects atma like transactions happen during the cinema time. None of the transactions affect the cinema screen, even though it is intimately associated with the cinema character. Who is intimately associated with cinema character? Most intimate association belongs to whom? Screen. Correct? But World War II is there, people are shot down and big cry going on, blood is flowing like river. Then after the end of the cinema, what you do? You bring one bucket of water and wash the screen. Similarly, anything happens in the transactional reality, nothing affects the consciousness. This knowledge has to be gained. For gaining, you have to do all the sadhanas. But even while you are doing all the sadhanas, Shastra will repeatedly inspire you and remind you, get up, get up, get up. Get up from what? Get up from the sleep called individuality. It says you have to purify yourself. One statement. Why I am dealing very elaborately? These are all confusing place for the sadhakas. In one place Bhagavan says, whatever you give, I accept. Here he says, I don't accept anything. What to do? You have to understand the standpoints. That's why I am elaborately dealing that. It should not create any confusion in our mind. It should not stop our sadhanas. Understood? So Bhagavan Salitare, he has told that he is not going to accept anything. What is the use of doing puja and other things? All right. One more cinema I will see and go for sleep. You should not make that. So therefore, we have to do sadhanas. Why we have to do sadhanas? Because we find ourselves ignorant. And keeping ourselves in the sadhana itself is not also justified. Shastra says, you have to learn, but at the same time, you should stop your learning also. When you will stop your learning? When you stop your school bag? You have to carry school bag. Very, very important. Then if you say after 25 years also, same slate with school bag I carry, what you will do? Mother will not be happy. Therefore, Shruti Mata says, you carry the school bag along with your slate and alphabet books, but don't stay there. Get up. Bhagavan told in the last shloka that Atma Ajnanam is the cause of all samsara. That Atma Ajnanam is the cause of notions that I am different from the Lord, I have to worship the Lord and get Atma Jnanam and other thing. So, how to get rid of this Ajnanam? Now the problem is diagnosed. Symptoms are more. But seeing the symptoms, a good doctor will never give you medicine. He will see what is the cause of those symptoms. So here, Bhava Roga Vaidyaha, Bhagavan has pointed out the cause of all symptoms. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsaryadi. One moment I am Kami, another moment I am Ragi, another moment I am krodhi, the rates of people. If Bhagavan keeps some light in the face, that four or six light idbeku. When mind gets desire, one light. When mind gets anger, another light. When mind gets jealous, another light, like that. So we can see all people will be blinking all the time, like Siri light is there, na? Never ending it is. One by one. So they are all symptoms, but the problem is ajnanam. When problem is diagnosed, what is the solution? How to get rid of this ajnanam? Bhagavan gives answer for this question.
ज्ञानेन तु तदज्ञानं येषां नाशितमात्मनः तेषां आदित्यवज्ञानं प्रकाशयति तत्परम्.
What is the question? If atma ajnanam is the cause of human suffering, how to get rid of that self ignorance, atma ajnanam? Bhagavan says tad ajnanam ज्ञानेन नाशितम्. दट इग्नोरेंस इज डिस्ट्रॉयड बाय नॉलेज. व्हाट इग्नोरेंस? सेल्फ इग्नोरेंस इज डिस्ट्रॉयड बाय सेल्फ नॉलेज. बिकॉज एंटायर सफरिंग इज सेंटर्ड ऑन द वर्ड कॉल्ड आई, करेक्ट? वी डोंट सफर बिकॉज समबडी सफर्स. So many people are suffering in all the part of the world. In Syria nowadays, lot of wars are going on everywhere. Do we suffer? And if our neighbor suffers, do we suffer? We say, when or not? We should get it. We will be happy also when our troubling neighbor suffers. So entire suffering which we find in our life is centered on the word called I. And anybody who is connected with that I, when they suffer, it affects little bit, not totally. When mother has a child, her I is extended to that child also. When that child suffers, mother also suffers, but not completely. Child suffers stomach pain, mother will never suffer stomach pain. Understood? Mother will suffer that my child has some stomach pain, my child has stomach pain. What is the suffering of the child? Mother can never know. But still she gets a part of that suffering. Why? Not because child is suffering, but because my child is suffering. That my is there. So whenever the I is extended, it becomes my. So all the suffering is centered on I. Therefore, solution also must be centered on I only. The problem is centered on I, solution also must be centered on I. Any knowledge cannot destroy any ignorance. Physics knowledge cannot destroy chemistry ignorance. Chemistry ignorance will be destroyed by chemistry knowledge only. Similarly, self-ignorance will be destroyed by self-knowledge only, because the self is the center of either both ignorance or knowledge. If I see a rope as a snake, that misconception, that erroneous vision is centered on what? Rope. Therefore, revelation should be made about what? About the rope only. Torchlight I cannot show everywhere and say there is no snake, there is no snake. I have to put torchlight on the rope and say that which you consider as snake is nothing but rope. Similarly, ignorance about oneself is the cause, and that ignorance can be destroyed through the knowledge about oneself. There is no other way. Any amount of knowledge about the external creation will not make me wise. I may be PhD or scientist in another field, but with regard to this self knowledge, I am zero, purnaha. Understand? So tamevam vidvan amrutaihya bhavati na anyas panta ayanaya vidyate. There is no other way to get rid of this problem unless you know the reality of the word called I. That is why the most educated people, the super specialists, they say, na, you ask them, are you satisfied with your knowledge? All super specialists say, I asked 2-3 people. They told, as even you become super specialist, Swamiji, you come to know, you are more and more ignorant. Because you don't know more and more things. That is understanding of a super specialist. As even we go deep and deep in our knowledge, we find that we are more and more ignorant. And any amount of knowledge will not allow an individual to say that I know everything. Einstein we compare as a great thinking person. What he told about his knowledge, you know? When there are precious things in the ocean, we are counting the sands on the shore as marbles and pebbles. We are picking up the pebbles. Tremendous treasures are there. Lot of treasures are there inside the ocean. That is why no person in the creation can say that I know everything. If he is idiot or madcap, he will tell I know everything. That is different. No thinking person can say that I know everything. Any amount of knowledge about the external world will not satisfy my urge to learn. There is an urge in every mind to learn. I will tell you, practically you can experience. You are passing, you are walking fast on the road to catch a bus. While walking, you see there is a group together seeing something. What do? You want to know what it is. That curiosity is there. So as even you are running to catch the bus, what do? Like that one peep you do and go. That curiosity. Or you be in a party or some family gathering, there are 3 people, you call one person, hey, you come and you talk. Other 2 will be very anxious. What is this? What is this? What they are talking? Even though they are not called, all the ears are that direction only. So the curiosity to learn is a sign of ignorance. Shastra says, very curiosity is the sign of ignorance. Being everything, what is there that you don't know? When you say that I don't know, you say from the standpoint of individuality. If your standpoint is total consciousness, you can never say, I don't know anything. Therefore, any amount of external knowledge, means what? Not knowledge happens externally. No knowledge happens externally. All knowledge happens internally only, in the intellect only. Any amount of knowledge about the external world cannot satisfy one's life. And similarly, any amount of knowledge about God also will not satisfy me. God as a different entity who is either hiding somewhere else or who is staying. 2 types of gods we have in our religion. There are some gods who hide, who are hidden behind the clouds. There are some gods, they are not hidden. Whenever you call, they come. That God comes. But when you don't call, they are in Vaikuntha or Shivaloka or somewhere else. As Saguna Ishvara, knowing him, there is no benefit for me. By knowing Ishvara is all powerful, by knowing Ishvara is Sarvajnaha, omniscient, by knowing Ishvara is ever satisfied, Purnaha, Triptaha, my problems are not going to be solved. I will say, Ishvara is Sarvajnaha, I am Alpajnaha. Ishvara is Sarvashaktiman, I am Alpashaktiman. Ishvara is Purnaha, but I am with lots of desires. Bhagavan is great, Lord is great, they put, na? Somewhere else they put, Lord is great. What is that? Lord is great. What do you gain by that? What's the use of that? Lord is great. Okay, Lord is great. What about you? So, Lord is great knowledge can never remove my idea that I am not great. Correct? Tata is rich man, knowledge is there. Suppose I get knowledge how much money he has in his bank account. Tata is rich. This knowledge will not remove my idea about myself that I am a beggar. In fact, knowing Ishwara will create more hatred and jealousy. If Ishwara is different from me and knowing him as a different entity, as Sarvajnaha, Sarvashaktiman, Purnaha, Ananta Kalyana Guna Nilayaha, Karuna Murti, so this will not create devotion in my mind, it will create hatred because already I am suffering. I thought Bhagavan was idiot, therefore only he has created all the problems in life. Many people consider Bhagavan as an idiot because he doesn't know how to manage the creation and he has created unwanted things like mosquitoes and bugs and virus and so many neighbor and other fellows. As far as this fellow is concerned, they are all unwanted. So he thinks that God is an idiot, so unnecessarily he is troubling, or he is sadist also. Either he is an idiot or he is a sadist, simply he is troubling me. But now Shastra reveals that no, God is not idiot, he is Sarvajnaha, Sarvashaktiman. Not only he is Sarvajnaha, Sarvashaktiman, he is Karunamurti. Your idea is wrong, he is not sadist, he is Karunamurti. Suppose if I know like this, will my devotion will grow? I will argue again one more time, if he is Karunamurti, why he has created me, he will ask us. Or why he has created my spouse. Or why he has given polio attack to my child. Why he has given cancer disease to the child. Because nowadays 6 month children also get cancer issues. That child did not do anything. So why all these things? Why he keeps me in poverty? Why he has not saved my child? Like that, lots of questions will come. Thus, if Ishwara as a separate entity different from me, by knowing him, my samsara, my sorrow will not go. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Atmanaha ajnanam can be removed only by Atmajnanam. Self-ignorance will go only by self-knowledge. And that self-knowledge will be in the form of what? Jiva, Jagat, Ishwara are one and the same. We have a triputi, triangle. I am, and world is there, and the creator is there. Some say he is inside the heart, some say he is behind the clouds, some say he is in Vaikuntha or Shivaloka or heavens, like that. So I have an idea that I am a different individual, different from the creator and the creation. This idea will go away, this notion will go away. Atmajnanam comes in the form of an understanding that I, the individual, and the world and the objects of the world and the creator of the world, all are the manifestation of one and the same Shuddha Chaitanyam. Like in my dream world. Who is the creator of dream world? Waker's mind is the creator of dream world. The objects in the dream, the people in the dream, all of them are what? Nothing but my own thoughts, my own mind. And in that dream world, one more individual is there. I am there as a separate individual, different from a thief who is trying to steal away my suitcase. And road is there, time is there, distance is there, because then only you can run also, you know. How to run in dream? So who has created, who is participating, and who all the other participators, other members of the creation, all are one and the same Waker's mind. Similarly, one and the same Chaitanyam manifests in the form of Jiva, in the form of Ishwara, in the form of world. This is called self-knowledge. When I know that I am not different from the creator and the creation, the benefit is what? Because of this self-knowledge, what is the benefit? I am totally relaxed. Therefore, Bhagavan here says, Yesham Atmanaha Ajnanam Nashitam those whose self-ignorance is destroyed, tesham, for them, tad jnanam param prakashayati. That self-knowledge reveals infinite nature of the individual. That self-knowledge reveals that you are nitya shuddha. In reality, you are ever pure. You need not purify yourself. You are purnaha. You are ever full and complete. You need not desire for anything. You are an independent entity. You need not depend on anyone, any blessed thing in the creation. You are ever secured. You need not do insurance policy. And you are embodiment of love. You need not beg everyone, do you love me, do you love me, do you love me. Everyone, morning to night, we beg like anything. May not be openly we beg, but we complain. Swamiji, even after seeing me, there is no smile in the face. That is what? There was an expectation begging for the small smile. And if employer doesn't smile, gone, whole day gone, employee gone. Why he did not smile? What happened? Whether he is angry with me, will I get pink slip? Because nowadays getting pink slip means what? Thank you, goodbye slip. It creates fear. Why? Because I expect, I beg so many things from the world. Shastra says, in fact, whatever you seek in your life, fortunately, you happen to be already, fortunately. You seek love, you are the embodiment of love, you can freely give, distribute love. Even to enemies, you can freely distribute. Advesha sarvabhutana maitraha karunaha. Bhagavan says, in the same Gita will come. You can freely distribute. If they say, no, I don't want your love, it is your problem not to accept, but it is my nature to distribute. People, those who don't get up early in the morning, who get up 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, what they say? To the sun, I don't want your light. So they shut the windows and cover their face with blanket. What they say? I don't want your light. Just because you refuse that light, sun doesn't say, okay, I will refuse. No. It is my nature, my very presence gives you light, I cannot avoid. Similarly, the very presence of the jnani will be a source of inspiration, he will be an embodiment of security. Just you be with the jnani, you feel that you are very powerful. There are a lot of stories are there. Now it is philosophical class, so I should not tell much stories. There was one Shivaji Maharaj. I should not tell story like that. I start a story. Okay, I'll tell. Shivaji Maharaj, you know that he was fighting against Islamic rule, especially Aurangzeb. So one day, Aurangzeb army was chasing him in order to escape because he did not have full-fledged army. He was having guerrilla soldiers, that's all. Guerrilla war only he was doing. So he tried to escape. While trying to escape, he came across a village wherein Tukaram Maharaj was staying. And he came to know here Tukaram Maharaj was staying. So he entered that house and he saw lots of sadhus are sitting and doing bhajans. Bhagavan's Namasankirtana they were doing. And with anxiety he was trying to escape. So Tukaram Maharaj told, you stay here, don't worry, Rama will protect you. But within half an hour, the message came. They have found that you have come in this direction. They are trying to search you in every house in this village. And they have come near to this very street itself. Unless you go from here, all the sadhus, including Tukaramji, will be massacred. So, please get out. Like that message came from the ministers. So, when Shivaji Maharaj wanted to go away, then Tukaramji told, sit. No, 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 they are all coming and because of me, you will get trouble. Will we get trouble? Sit. Not only we won't get trouble, we will give you protection also, you sit here. He sat. Forgetting everything, without any anxiety, he sat and He was engrossed in that bhajan. What happens? As even they approach the next house, only one house is there. They were searching every house. Next house, they have to come. By the time Aurangzeb's army people saw, Shivaji Maharaj was running away from one particular house. So they chased, hey, here he goes, here he goes, here he goes. After 2-3 kilometers, that Shivaji disappeared in the forest, and everywhere 10,000 Shivajis are standing. Every fellow sees each other as Shivaji. I see you as Shivaji, that fellow sees me as Shivaji, like that. Brahma, Bhagavan Panduranga has created. So you be near the sadhus, near the jnanis, no danger comes. You don't feel any desire to have anything in the creation. You are full and complete. So Vedanta says, whatever you seek in life, fortunately, you happen to be you already. Because of this knowledge, when the person has this knowledge, when you are associated with that wise man, you also temporarily get all these ideas. That's why in ashramas, when you come or when you are in satsanga, all the sattva qualities comes up and we try, yes, there is a possibility that I am Purna. Maybe there. What we do? Maybe there. Because without money also, these people are all happy. Without any job, these people are happy. Without any relationship, these people are happy. Without any house to stay, these people are happy. Without any degree also, they are very much proud about their knowledge. No sadhu feels bad because of his illiteracy. If you go to Uttarakhand, many sadhus are illiterate in the so-called illiteracy sense. But their memory power, they can reel out entire Ramayana. You cannot reel out one Shakespeare poem. You get certificate, that's all. Nothing enters inside. Copy and vomit and copy and vomit, copy and vomit. Go on, get certificate. But what they learn from the childhood onwards in the Gurukula satsanga, it stays in their mind. So they don't bother about your education, nor they feel bad about their illiteracy. That courage, standing as an individual without having any crutches in my life. Everything is a crutch. Having people means what? I need them for my happiness. Having a degree, I need that for my happiness. Having money, I need that for my happiness, for my security, for my peace of mind. But whereas Shastra says, you are the provider of everything. Money is valued only when you give value. Correct? Checkbook is valid when? People say when it is written 1 crore rupee. No, no, no. When it is signed, then only it is valid. You have to sign. And when you sign, what you sign, you know? When you draw money, what you sign? Self. Correct? When you draw money for yourself, what is it? Self. There also there is self only. So Shastra says, you happen to be fortunately everything, whatever you see. And this knowledge lights up a life of an individual. Adityavat prakashayati. Like sun lights up the entire world. Lights up the roads and potholes and dark corners. Because of which light we don't generally dash. Imagine without light, what will be our life? Only ditching and dashing and falling only. Some sort of light we should have. Without that our life will be either dashing or falling. Similarly, when Atma Jnanam illumines the mind of an individual, for him there will be no dashing and ditching. Every day, every moment of my life, I dash with others, I ditch with others, full of accidents only, wounds of accidents. How can you say so? You ask a question, how are you? First you will say, fine. Then one comma will be there. No, full stop. Fine, comma. Then entire Mahabharata will come or Ramayana will come. So full of wounds because of this falling and dashing. Bhagavan says, without sun, as our normal life is full of accidents, and without Atma Jnanam, inner life will be full of groping in darkness. Full of accidents will be there. Now the question is, if Atma Jnanam is the only solution, how to gain it? First question is what? If Atma Ajnanam is the only problem, how to remove it? Bhagavan told, by bringing self-knowledge, your self-ignorance goes away. Now, how to bring that self-knowledge in my life? The answer is, one should be convinced of five factors in spiritual life. How to bring Atmajnanam in my life is the question, for which Bhagavan is going to answer in the next shloka. To understand that, I am trying to give five factors of spiritual life. What are they? I should be convinced enough that all the problems in my life is not due to my neighbor, my family members, my situation. It is due to Atma Ajnanam. To get this conviction, how many janmas will take, we don't know. Because generally we are experts in passing the bug to the another shoulder. You ask a child, hey, why you did not get marks? He will never say, I did not study well. He will say, teacher did not give marks. Then you ask, why teacher did not give? He will tell, who knows with what type of mind he came for paper correction. He might have fought with his wife, with all angry mood he might have come and he showed the anger in my paper, and what to do, it is my karma. So first the blame was what? Towards teacher. Then from teacher it has gone to karma. Like that we are experts in passing the bug to the another shoulder. Why you are late? I still remember when I was a child. In our school, hostel boys are there and day scholars are there. So generally day scholars, when they come, if they come late, teacher will ask, why you are late? One fellow was there, very consistent in his answer. Hey, why you are late? Sir, bus is late, sir. Always same thing he will tell. Then teacher asks, hey, if bus is late, you catch another bus which is going to come a little bit early. I am late, he'll never say. Bus is late. As some other fellows will say, tire got punctured, sir. So, we are experts in passing the bug. Shastra says, own up that responsibility of your suffering. Swami Vivekananda gives this idea in his lectures. Take the responsibility on your shoulder. You are the creator of your own destiny. If you want to continue as an idiot, you can happily continue. But if you want to be a wise man, you have the choice, you have the capacity to become wise man. First understand that problem is you. What you? Ignorant you. Limited you. Then if problem is ignorant and limited I, then what is the solution? The solution is knowledge about the infinite I. This is the second conviction. Third conviction is, how to gain this knowledge about that infinitude? Vedanta Shastram is the only pramanam. No other religion talks about infinitude. No other scripture talks about infinitude. No other departments of science can talk about what is infinite. In other religions, if you say, I am God, what it is, you know, it is not knowledge, it is called blasphemy. Some religion will not allow you to complete the sentence. By the time you say, I am God, your head is cut off. There are some religion, if you say, I am God, they will say, you are what? Pagan. So it's a blasphemy. To know the Lord as He is a blasphemy in other religions. And the grandness of Vedanta is what? People are infinite. Not only faithful ones are infinite. Unfaithful ones also are infinite. Other religions say, faithful one only will get benefit. Unfaithful will get what? Eternal damnation. But our Shastra says what? Not only Hindus are, not only Vaidikas are infinite, Avaidikas also are infinite. So, that is the only scripture which talks about infinitude. No other scripture can talk about infinitude. No other culture you have this very idea that there is a possibility of being the Lord. In every religion there is a possibility of being one with the Lord in one particular place, either left side or right side. Understood? Right side means heaven, left side means what? Hell. Both is okay because both sides same only, na? Same Bhagavan only, center is Bhagavan. What is there, right side or left side? So you can be with the Lord in a particular place. That idea is there as moksha or something. But this idea that you are already that, tad tvam asi. Vedanta never says tad tvam bhavishyasi. You will become Lord, it doesn't say. You are present tense. Even now, profusely, while you are crying because of beating of spouse or parent, then also if you come to a Vedantic teacher, he will say, tad tvam asi. So that is the status given in the Shastram. So Vedanta Shastram is the only pramanam in revealing my infinite nature. These are all big convictions. Every conviction will take maybe janmas. Janmas after janmas we have to do tapasya. For this only we have to do tapasya and prayer. And fourth one is, Atma Jnanam is gained through Vedanta Shravanam only. By meditation I will never get knowledge. Not Atma Jnanam. No knowledge I will get by meditation. Suppose I want to know Shatabdi Express morning 7:30 or 8 o'clock. I have a doubt. So what I do? If I sit for meditation, what will happen? Train will go. Or some other say, you go and clean entire railway platform. Seva. Because railway workers are not doing properly their duty. So you go and do seva. Will you know that what is the timing of Shatabdi? I will not. So no knowledge you can gain by any other method other than seeking the source of knowledge. Therefore Vedanta Shastram says, hey, I have the only source for you to tell one message about you which nobody can say. Neither your parent, nor your mind, nor your sense organ, nor the society, nor other religious scriptures, nor the so-called scientific world can say this, that you are infinite and the only source. And through me alone, Vedanta Shastra, Shravanam alone, a person gains this knowledge. That's why in the third chapter, Bhagavan told what? Tadviddhi pranipadena pariprashnena sevaya upatekshyanti te jnanam jnaninaha tattva darshina. 2 hours I took class for this shloka. So you go and refer. Then fifth conviction is, to qualify for this knowledge, I have to prepare myself. And that preparation will be in any form of religious practices. It can be service. Angala service vela seyyum. Their service will work. You will get humility by doing service. You will not get knowledge by doing service. You will get enough humility by worshipping the Lord. Whenever you worship the Lord, how you worship? Oh Bhagavan, you are great, I am smarter. That humility comes. And that humility is very, very important for gaining any knowledge. So, to gain this knowledge, all these convictions has to be there in a person's mind. All these ideas are there in only one mantra. One mantra is there. All these ideas are kept in this mantra. This mantra I have dealt previously also. Pariksha lokan karmachidan brahmano nirveda mayat nastya krita kritena tad vijnanartam sa gurungeva abhigachet shotriyam brahmanishtam. having gone through all types of experiences in life, an intelligent person, Brahmanaha, a thinking person, comes to a conclusion that akritaha kritena nasti. Akritaha means infinitude is never possible. Unconditional security and peace and happiness never possible in the form of a result of an action. Because as long as that result is not there, you did not have that security. Once the result is gone, emptied or exhausted, again you will be insecure. So, nasti akritaha kritena. Parichinnatvam is the only problem. And tad vijnanartham, what is the solution? The guru eva avigachet. Guru eva avigachet means he has to approach the shastra. Going to teacher means going to shastra pramanam. Tad vijnanartham eva avigachet. Saha shrotriyam brahmanishtam guru eva avigachet. Saha vairagi eva avigachet. Like that, all these details we saw. So Bhagavan is going to tell various stages of gaining this knowledge in the next shloka. Tadbuddhayastatatmanaha tannishtasatparayanaha gachyantya punaravrittim jnana nirdhuta kalmasha. Various stages of gaining this knowledge is explained in this shloka, which we will see in the next class. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः.